This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shall we?
Let's do that. Wednesday is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFann is at the controls in our studio in Washington, in New York, where Victoria is. Today, the health department is going to go to the Popeyes in Harlem to investigate the images that have appeared on Facebook, which are about as gross as anything that I can possibly imagine.
Chicken fried rat.
It's there was a this woman saved the rat, a rodent head that had been breaded and deep fried. It is the grossest thing you can. I'm just clicking off of this. Oh my God!
I can't even look at that all
day.
This sounds like a delicacy where my relatives are from in deepest darkest North Carolina.
Really?
Trust me, you put a squirrel on a spit and they're good to go.
Sounds like Roberta Ritchie. That would have been her bill of fare.
Mm-hmm.
The discussion that we've had the last couple of weeks about the Great Barrier Reef, you know, we talked about what's happening off the coast of Australia, where there are all kinds of amazing things you can see if you take the Great Barrier Reef has been a tourist attraction for a long, long time. 135,000 square miles, thousands of species of fish and other marine life, dolphins, sea turtles, sharks, that kind of thing. Apparently, what's been going on, people blaming it, at least at first breath, on global warming and all the tourists that went out there and the ships and all that other stuff. Well, apparently, the Chinese coal company there was a carrier that one of their ships went off course and ran aground on the reef. And it leaked oil under the water and crushed the coral and spilling all of, not only the oil, but apparently there was a lot of paint on this ship. Hmm. And that got at the reef. So now this, it's called Shenzhen Energy Transport. They've been having a fight with the Australian government for years because of this. $90 million the government wanted to clean up the reef. They said no. And now apparently they've agreed, and it's going to be $30 million. But still, how do you bring something like this back? I think that's the question.
Yeah, with something like the reef, I mean, that...
Bring it back?
That's not just a fix with money at all.
No, you can clean up what's in the water around it, but the damage has been done under the circumstances. The Laugh Factory, having the funniest person in the world contest, seeking ways through humor to end war and aggression. How many people want to go to that? It's going to be held December 4th to the 10th. Maybe that'd be a good take. Let's go over there.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd
want
love
to go
to
Finland?
Comedy. Not, yeah, I mean, I'd love the trip, but it would be fun to watch.
By
the
December 4th, Finland, northern Finland, December 4th, you have about 4 hours of daylight a day. That's it. I don't really want to go to some place that only has 4 hours. It's bad enough.
It's when great sleeping weather, though.
I know. Yeah, yeah. Of course, if you want to just go to sleep. This is something. Why are they having it in Finland? I thought this was based here in Hollywood, Jennifer. In the Laugh Factory's here.
The Laugh Factory's right on Sunset, yeah.
Why the heck are they having this in Finland would be my...
They must be sponsoring something, but, I mean, are the Finns known to be hilarious?
I don't know any funny Finns.
That's weird.
You know funny Finns?
They're Finny. I know that a lot of Finns are hockey players. I don't...
Yeah.
Hey, look. Anybody can be funny.
Who's representing America, do we know?
No, I don't think we have too many funny people here anymore. Do we?
Who would you nominate? That's a good question. Who would you nominate
if to
you
could go to the
Comedy Olympics?
Jay Leno would be somebody to nominate. I think he's still pretty funny. I don't think the guy's doing late night shows. Corden's okay, but I think he's a comedian. I think
he's
becoming a little, just a tad taken with himself. Just
come on, Doug. He's still good. But I wouldn't say he's not that loud funny. He's just more kind of charismatic and cute, and he does these great skits, and he's very talented.
I'm not saying he's not good.
As a national vote, wouldn't we kind of send Seinfeld?
I don't know. Like, who is the person now? I mean, it was Don Rickles, right? He was, like, the big comedian years ago.
Is he that funny? Richie will tell you. I'm the top critic in the world of people who are supposedly funny and they aren't really.
Well, the funniest person, I see a lot of comedy, and the funniest person I've ever seen, bar none, was Joan Rivers.
Really?
And that was only a few years ago. Yeah, she was just hilarious.
Do you know who I hear? And I haven't gone to see her, but I want to some night. You and I, Jennifer, will go to one of these strips, one of these clubs.
I'm sorry, where are we going to go?
We're going to go.
Are you propositioning me, sir?
I was thinking the Sunset Strip, but there are a lot of these
places. You're asking me to go to a strip club.
That have performers.
Turbo.
And Mary Lynn Reichgraub loves to go.
Oh, yeah, she'd be fun to see.
She's apparently a hysterical performer when it comes to this. She's just very. She was Chloe on 24, for those of you who are wondering, don't know her name. And she's now been showing up on a lot of TV shows in various roles. But she, when she performs, is apparently hysterical. But you wouldn't expect that, the serious look. I think that's true with a lot of comedians who become actors or vice versa. You have one image of them based on a role or a character that they play, and then it becomes completely disheveled because they present themselves in a different way. And I think that's just the mark of a good actress or actor, isn't it?
Stand-up, I think, is so difficult because, for me, what's funny is finding irony in everyday life. Mm-hmm. So, when you're out on the street, people make me laugh more than going to a comedy show and watching someone kind of come up with a set that they do night after night. Not that I don't love it. I love it. But, that spontaneity that just happens to you when you're out and you get those really authentic laughing moments. I mean, that's what's hard to capture. Mm. And it's kind of a play. That's why when you get a really good stand-up comedian, it's important to recognize them because that's a hard gig. That's really tough stuff.
And a lot of the stuff is lost because these comedians go on to these comedy television comedy shows and they get lost because all the laughter is fake. And so you don't really know what's funny and what isn't.
And they have a million writers and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
I had a moment. We should post this up on our DJV Facebook page. I actually laughed so hard in my car yesterday, I almost had to pull over. There was this, and I took pictures of it, of course, because, safety first, right? There was this dude driving his car, and he had, like, three pieces of sheet metal that was completely covering his vehicle, and he had his arm out of the car, so he was steadying it with his left hand. And then there was, like, some weird string hanging off the back. And I am not kidding. I laughed at this guy. He knew I was laughing at him. He's driving along with his hazards on, with sheet metal. He looked like he was driving, like, a parade float. And there's cop cars passing him, like, nothing to see here. It was so bizarre that he was steadying all this stuff on his car with his left hand. Not funny? All right, we're going to post it on the page. You tell me if it's funny. I thought it was.
Is it, there's a story floating around today. I'm going to get your reaction to a teacher stepping on an American flag trying to teach a lesson on free speech. Was that appropriate? Up next here, 15 past the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1083 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1083. 800-300-1083.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 half the hour, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Story of Lee Francis, civics teacher from Massey Hill Classical High School in Fayetteville, North Carolina, giving a lesson about the Bill of Rights. Talking about Texas versus Johnson, the Supreme Court case upholding the right to burn the American flag. So he was trying to make a point about free speech, didn't quite go the way he wanted it to. To illustrate the decision, he pulled out a full-size flag, laid it on the floor. He asked the class, anybody got a lighter?
Oh, geez.
Nobody responded. So then he stepped on the flag.
Mm.
And then two students in the classroom stormed out. The others stayed for the rest of the lesson. Demonstration caused such an uproar among parents and administrators that the school district launched an investigation into his conduct and placed him on paid leave.
That actually makes me happy, because in this day and age on college campuses, that kind of stuff
this
usually...
is high school.
Oh, sorry. On college campuses, it happens all the time.
Right.
But I'm glad that they would actually do something like this, where they'd actually give him a once-over and say, this isn't appropriate. I mean, come on.
Well, he's standing by his actions. He said, ironically, I feel like I was being a good American citizen by telling the students about the rights granted to them by the Supreme Court. It saddens me that people have taken such a negative turn. You look at all of the people that do things to the American flag, all these controversies with Kaepernick and the others that a flag...
And if you don't know Doug's code, that's Colin Kaepernick, but
yeah,
you know.
Right.
Yeah. Kaepernick.
I'm looking at a picture of this guy standing over the flag. I don't know. It wouldn't be something I'd do. But you know what? We have such bad... anybody who's teaching civics and learning about what goes on in our country, at this point, I'll take them. Whoever teaches civics and how kids are learning how the system works, even if you don't like something like this. It was unnecessary. He probably should have thought it through first, which he obviously didn't. 21 past the hour. We'll be right back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My imitation of Adele now.
Oh, you have an imitation of Adele?
Yes.
This I've got to hear. Hold on. Do I need to back away from my head?
No, Richie, you got to be playing a song, though. Oh, I'm going to do Doug's Carpool Karaoke instead of James Corden doing it. I'm going to do it. Nah, this is Richie's song. Nobody knows this. Have you got one that everybody knows?
Nobody knows this one.
Nah, who knows this?
Did you be here?
You'd be here. I want to sing loudly.
You notice Rich is not responding
to
you?
No.
Yeah.
Who's supposed to be in charge here? What are you doing? Why don't we have a good...
Get a song, so just sit there and wait.
Where do you have to go across
the
street?
You want to warm up? You know, Adele's tough. You want to do some vocal warm-ups while you wait?
We almost had it all. Oh, boy. Here it comes.
I'm in that way.
Yeah, I think that's wise.
Where are you going?
We're backing away.
I can't get that.
Clearly to the unemployment line.
Yeah.
Hi, Adele dedicated her concert last night at Madison Square Garden to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. In case you haven't heard, Angelina filed for divorce.
Brad Pitt. In private lines should be private, but I feel like it's the end of an era. So I'm dedicating the show tonight to them.
Wow.
She has. You got to be careful of her audio because she's a little raw.
She's cheeky.
Yeah, she is. Yep. Very cheeky. All right, speaking of cheeky, Neil Young in the musical news today because he joined the Pipeline protest. One of the things to mark his protesting, a new song and a video called Indian Givers. Now, you can just kind of imagine Neil Young is pretty prolific and proficient
at
getting
on the
his point. And usually his songs are just him talking. Listen to this.
Our brothers and sisters had to take a stand.
Why don't you try singing along with this, Doug?
Yeah.
Against us now for what we all been doing. On the sacred land, there's a battle brewing.
He sings about Dale Happy American Horse Jr., who's been arrested after chaining himself to a backhoe to prevent digging for the pipeline. Everybody knows the story now, right? Do I have to tell the story? Keystone. This is not the Keystone Pipeline, but it's actually not far from
the Dakota,
where they're going to go.
What are they called? The Dakota Pipeline, right?
Dakota Pipeline.
Yeah.
And apparently, he and Willie, now they did Farm Aid last week. I think they were in Virginia or Maryland, Richard, if I'm not mistaken, to do it this year. Anyway, Willie Nelson and Neil Young are going to do a concert in Nebraska, which is supposed to be raise money to stop the expansion of these sorts of pipelines. So, but most people know. There are pictures around now. I saw one yesterday on Facebook that suggested there were as many people protesting. This is back in the days of Woodstock, when people were all over the... Remember the pictures from Woodstock with people all over the side of the hill?
Sure.
Max
Jacobs
Farm? Well, this is what it looks like out there.
That became there was some controversy with that, too, because people mistook the picture of Woodstock for the protest at the Dakota. It was a
right.
weird... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I think you're right about that. But anyway, keeping the heat up is a good thing as far as I'm concerned, even if it's Neil Young and his awful voice. It's 28 past the hour.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A Georgia man recently discovered that his neighbors had astonishing control over his home. He just wanted to add a new round stoop to match the character of the old house. But because he lives in a historic district, his neighbors were able to stop him. He found out that they had no control, however, over paint colors. So he painted the house lime green with purple polka dots. Very soon they all decided maybe the stoop wouldn't be so bad after all, and a compromise was reached. If they had all looked first through the lens of liberty, they might have realized that all governments, even homeowners' associations, have more important things to worry about than the shape of our front stoops.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
As a parent, I've got a lot on my plate, taking the kids to soccer practices, chess club, and field trips. But thanks to Custom Ink, ordering custom shirts for all their events is fun and easy. Talk about a time saver. And my kids are all smiles and shirts they love.
For all your school needs, choose Custom Ink. Show your spirit with custom shirts, backpacks, hoodies, and more. All the gear you need all year long. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing for your school today at CustomInk.com.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Promises. 34 after the hour now. It's a good day program with Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. DJV on the air with another gentleman that has been a part of my broadcasting past, and I'm sorry that it's the past because I would like him in it in the present. He's a very good broadcaster and a guy who's actually a very good human. We have stories to tell, and so I'll introduce you to Larry Marino, who is the morning news anchor at KRLA in Los Angeles. We seem to have a we've got a train of people. Yesterday we had
Brian Whitman on.
Larry has a lot more hair than Brian. I'll give you that much. Larry and I became friends when we worked together in Florida in a facility in Tampa, which was at least 25. We had this good day thing. Larry and I worked for a guy named Sonny Block, who was as bad a person as you could possibly find in the universe. And we both knew it. And I needed to get away from there. And Larry didn't escape quite as quickly as I did. But when we were there, we had some good times and had some fun. Larry just reminded me something.
Go ahead.
Good to talk with you again. It's been
it's lovely to talk to you. I'm going to come over and we'll go to lunch.
Jennifer,
you and I'll go to lunch.
We definitely need to do that. But yeah, I remember you as being always inquisitive, never afraid to ask something if you wanted to do something. And a gentleman pulled up in a big RV bus, and you said, "Can I drive that?"
The studio.
Yeah. And I just like, "Oh, great." And he says, "Yes, sure." And it happened to be Ed McMahon, and he was doing the Star Search TV show at the time, and I caught it all on video.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to find that tape and get it to you because it would be fun to share with your listeners.
Well, you know, that's where Ed, and it's interesting, Ed and I became friends then. That's where we first sort of got to know one another.
Well, you drive somebody's RV.
Well, he came to visit. You're bonded for life.
There are pictures around of Ed on my farm in that same RV. He came to visit the farm a year or so later, and it was really pretty, but we really got established in that experience there. I don't know whether it was because my driving was so good. I'm not sure, Larry, about that. But tell us about your broadcasting career. You're in the two of you are in that studio that has great memories for me.
Yes, and your dog that you had brought to the station.
Charlotte was a fixture up there.
Yeah, you would bring Charlotte to the station. I remember this big water bowl that you you brought for Charlotte. And Charlotte, you know, like dogs, they lap their water, and as they go down the hall, it continues to drip out them and down the carpet at our station were these water spots. They didn't stick around, but it was just nice to see that holiness.
A little drool that just belonged to a dog instead of the radio host, right?
Yeah, right. The normal drool that you find in the hall.
Right.
But, we had some good times together.
Yeah, we did. We had some fabulous times together. We experienced. You're a real solid rock. I mean, guy that keeps a job for 20 plus years at a station like that, you have a lot going for you, and my hat is off to you. One of the things I said, because the studio that you're in is where I used to do this program when I was associated with a company that owns that radio station, and I managed to say something on the air that annoyed the owners, and so that's why I'm no longer sitting there or on those stations. I'm trying to come up with superlatives that are believable. That was one of the best technical facilities that I have ever been in. However it was that they built that studio. I think, Richie, you can remember back in that, because this has been a good, heavens, well, how long has Bennett been there? 10 years? Because that was the celebration of my leaving had to do with Bennett coming.
I was going to say that. Yeah, that has been a while.
Maybe more than that. Yeah,
but
Larry,
it is a beautiful technical facility, and you and I have probably worked at places over the years. I mean, I've been at places where they use Scotch tape to hold the thing together.
To hold everything together.
I had one engineer. The equipment was so bad. He used to drill out the what they call pots, the potentiometers, and spray in WD-40 so they wouldn't go boom, as opposed to actually replacing them.
Stick.
And that's Richie. That's where you learned how to do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I taught him how to do that.
Yeah. They would bring in commercials written on those blue paper towels from the gas station to pay for a trade,
right?
You know, for the guy's car.
Wow.
Yeah, big time radio. Yes. So the reason that Larry and Jennifer are together, Jennifer has three radio gigs at the moment, beside running her father's business, or she and her father run it together. Jen is on with me, and then right as soon as she gets off the air with me, she goes on to KRLA in Los Angeles, where Larry and she are at the moment, and then she does her other program for the station out in wherever.
KTIE, AM 590.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So she's a busy lady, and because she's good, that's why the attraction. But but she belongs here, Larry. She belongs to me.
Dougie's taking claim.
We can't have her.
One thing you have to know, Dougie, about Larry is that he is not only a great newsman here at KRLA in Los Angeles, but he also does his own show. He stays very involved with local politics in California and Southern California. So when we have some of these issues, you know how California sort of sets the stage for the rest of the country. When we have these big issues, we have to make sure we bring Larry in to kind of hash them out for us.
Yeah. Okay. So one question for you. Of all of the experience that you've had, and you've been around a good... Your career must be at least 35 years, isn't it? How long have you been?
And he's only 37, so he started...
But you're younger than I. You're younger than I am.
Do you want to know the story?
Yeah.
There are two of them. One is the day I got a call, and this was working at the same place you and I were working. I got a call at home saying that I could get an interview with Hillary Clinton the very next day, only I hadn't given them my home number, which was kind of odd. And I did that interview, and it was supposed to be on mammography. 5 minutes, Hillary Clinton, she was first lady at the time. This was right at the time that there had been this dust-up between Newt Gingrich's mom calling Hillary the B-word. Remember that? This is way back. So I did the 4 minutes and 30 seconds interview that you're supposed to do. And then I did that one more thing question.
Right.
You know, what happened? And give us the latest on this. And she said, oh, everything's fine. We had them over, the Gingriches over to the house, the White House, and everything's fine. So I got that little snippet to AP. And my name doesn't appear anywhere. The headline reads, Hillary buries hatchet. So that's the one story. The other one was the round-the-world flight of the Voyager aircraft. I happened to be working in Mojave, California. It's not the end of the world, but you can see it.
But it's close.
It's out there in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
But that happened to be where Dick Rattan and the people who do the, you know...
They're still doing it.
Yeah, they're still doing this stuff.
Yeah.
In fact, the SpaceX kind of... not SpaceX, but one of the ones out there has evolved from it. But they did their 11-day journey, and no one was following that when it first started, but myself and a couple other people. I used to actually give the story for free to major stations, and then suddenly I was doing the report for AP, UPI, ABC, CBS, and I did this thing, and when the plane finally made it back 11 days later, and we were at the dry lake bed in Mojave, there were 15, 20 news vans, satellite trucks. This became a big story. Nobody thought that two people could fly, and I started the coverage on it.
Yeah. You know, it's wonderful to think about the things that we did first, the things that nobody pays any attention to, but we know it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
We know what we start. I mean, I started the football helmet thing how many years ago? That was before anybody paid any attention.
Brain injuries, right.
Yeah. And the things that we kind of have exposure to, and we tell stories about them, and they become a part of the lore, and I think we can take pleasure in that, pride in that, and we ought to. We ought to, you know, I think sometimes guys like you and me deserve a little more respect than we get, but, you know,
that's okay.
We're not doing it for respect.
You know, the interesting thing was when I went to the Smithsonian in Washington, and there it was, the Voyager airplane. You can see that hanging there, complete with its winglets worn off because the wings were so heavy with the fuel that the wings actually dragged on takeoff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I'd like to see that myself. That would be a great experience to have. But we're very fortunate. I think I was still there when I went to my first launch over at Cape Kennedy. I went to four launches while we were on the air in the morning, and I thought one of them was when I was still working with you.
Yeah. Do you remember that the side the glass was on, looking over the bird reserve in Feather Sound in Clearwater?
Yeah.
You could actually, if you were there at the right time, you could actually see all the way across from Clearwater to the other side of the state.
Yeah,
within
could.
About 10 seconds of takeoff, you'd see this.
You could see the state. Yeah,
it looked like a candle flame going up.
Yeah. Yeah, fabulous. Great experiences. Larry, what a pleasure to have this chat. But we really will. Seriously, when I'm back.
Have lunch.
I'll be back in a couple of weeks, and Jennifer, you and I will go out to lunch. And Jennifer will pay. She'll take us to the big boy.
That's right.
It'll be big time.
That's right.
Larry Marino, ladies and gentlemen, with Jennifer in the studio over on the other side of Los Angeles at 43 after the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1083 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1083. 800-300-1083.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 after the hour, the book Napoleon Hill, well, there are a number of books Napoleon Hill responsible for, about becoming prosperous, how to succeed, the things that he learned from Andrew Carnegie and put into writing.
Is he related to dynamite?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Sorry, what are you talking about, Napoleon? I have no idea.
So everything's apart here. I'm doing two things that you would all appreciate. I'm broadcasting.
He's very stream of consciousness today.
This is the last time I will be in this facility. It's kind of a weird thing. I set up this studio in my house in Santa Monica, and today I'm moving out of this house. And so everything is gone in the house. Brendan and I moved everything out yesterday except the table, the computers, the broadcast hookup, and a mattress on the floor. That's it. Plus, you'll all be happy to know that I've taken everything that was left in the refrigerator and put it into a pot, and that's what I'm having for breakfast. Anything that was left in that refrigerator is now
so
in a pot.
So what do we have going
sounds
on
yummy.
There? Like, just give us a few what-ifs.
Yeah, what's in the pot?
You are the weirdest stew maker. You'll take salmon
rice,
from 12 weeks ago.
There's squash. There's fish. Let's see, what else is in there?
Squash and fish in the same...
And fish and rice.
Sounds like a composting.
Do you have any? Yeah, exactly. Do you have any? Do you have any broth or anything to go
with
that?
No, there's a little water in it. That's all.
Oh gosh!
So tell me the story of H&M.
Don't you get on a plane later? Or are you gonna
survive? I'll be fine. I'll be on the plane later on. Yes, thank you. H&M pulling all of its plus size clothing from stores in New York. Victoria, what's the story with that? Why are they...
I think this is going to start a very negative trend around the country with H&M stores. They claim they need more room in the stores for home goods and for something else. I think they're starting beauty
they
products.
They got the biggest clothes.
Well, to me, I don't like, and we talk about this a lot on the show, I don't like using people as props. You know, whenever a politician has a bunch of veterans around and using them as props, they used Ashley Graham, who is the gorgeous and stunning plus-size model. They used her in a campaign only a month ago, advertising all their plus-size line that she was endorsing, and now they're pulling all of it out of the stores. It's a horrible disservice to most American women. Like, let's be honest, the average American size is 18.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing a huge disservice, and I think there's going to be a big backlash.
Yeah. Leslie Jones, I couldn't find anybody to make a dress for her for the red carpet. I found that very interesting. She's the lady from Ghostbusters. Has been bullied a little bit because of her size. 10 minutes before the hour.
life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is the theme from that movie?
That's the closing song in the film.
Really?
Yeah, you see, I don't want to give it away because it's got a really cool ending, but...
Why not? The movie's 100 years old.
I've never seen it.
It's a great movie.
I've never seen it, but is it really, really scary?
Of course it is. If Chuck Girl likes it.
No, I would say it's a... I would say, you know, I've done about 125 revivals on the big screen. This was... easily one of the best, and I think The Shining's one of the most fascinating movies seen on the big screen ever made. I mean, it's no comparison between watching it on a television set and a movie theater. If you have a chance to see it on the big screen, go see it. It's really an amazing film. And it's cool. Just one of many films that are based on work by Stephen King, whose birthday is today, Doug, 69 years of age.
Really?
Hmm.
Oh. Yes.
I mean, look at this guy's body of work. Movies, well, his novels are short stories that have been turned into movies. And I must say, a lot of directors have taken his basic ideas and have transformed them into, I think, something even better. Stanley Kubrick, The Shining. David Cronenberg, The Dead Zone with Christopher Walken. That's a great movie. Rob Reiner did Misery. Also did Stand By Me, which was a short story. Mm-hmm. Brian De Palma did Carrie. Frank Darabont did The Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile, and also The Mist. The first two were short stories, and Darabont really did an amazing job making those into theatrical feature films. There's only one movie Stephen King directed himself. Do you know what the answer is?
No.
It's Maximum Overdrive with Emilio Estevez in the, I think it was 1980. It was about machines coming to life. It's an interesting movie, but sort of a misfire. The reviews were awful, but does have a cult following.
Huh. All right, Chuck is full of information about movies, et cetera, et cetera. We'll have more for you. Movie news up next here.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave. But you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's Harry's.com, code 0808.
All right, Chucker, fill us in on some other movie news, will you please?
Casting news, actor Jared Leto, who last played the Joker in the movie Suicide Squad, signing on to play Andy Warhol in a biopic. That's pretty good casting, but I got to be honest, I hope Warner Brothers doesn't have him back as a Joker and he's a one and done, because what I saw in Suicide Squad, I don't know what that was, but it didn't feel like the Joker to me. Other news, Curtis Hanson, the director of L.A. Confidential and the movie 8 Mile, passed away yesterday at 71 years old, being described as natural causes. L.A. Confidential lost the Best Actor, Oscar picture race to Titanic back in 97, but if you remember that movie,
Russell Crowe.
Yeah. That was a great movie.
Kim Basinger was in it.
Guy Pearce.
Speaking of Guy Pearce played a fabulous Andy Warhol in a terrible movie that no one saw called Factory Girl with Sienna Miller before she was a huge star. And he was a really good Andy Warhol. It was just unfortunate the movie was bad.
All right, let's go back to L.A. Confidential. The actor, character actor that is everywhere, he was in the Pigs movie, tall, skinny. He was the bad cop in that movie. What the heck?
Was it James Cromwell? James
Cromwell. Cromwell, that's it. Yep, yep, yep.
You mean Babe?
Yeah.
Babe,
right.
Yes.
Well, that was the big movie.
Yeah, Cromwell also wound up playing Jack Bauer's father on 24.
Right.
Yes, yep. And he was the president in the Jack Ryan movie that starred, what's his face? Oh, sweet.
The newer one?
Yeah, not the most recent one.
Chris Pine?
Not Chris Pine, but Boston.
Ben Harry Affleck.
Jennifer Garner.
Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck. Sounds like Ben Affleck. Like charades.
I know, I love it.
Charades on the radio at 59
sounds
past
like
the hour.
Two words.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.